I'll tell you a young, terrifying story of that. When I was a boy, and it was not unthinkable to think that like someone might not have computers when we were younger, but they didn't have any like computers. Like you had to pay in checks, like, and that was ridiculous. Like they had no technology in the office. And at first you think like they're sort of like, you know, oh well, we've had these things since, you know, the 70s, and we don't have time to update it. We care about our patients. I go in one day and I don't know how old I am, like maybe 8. And they go, "You're colorblind, right?" I'm like, "No." And they're like, "You don't know because you're so young. You're just colorblind." I'm like, "I fucking know." Like, okay, don't talk to me. But that's one of the things people fucking know is, like, at this point in your life, like, I'm certain I see colors. So then you think, like, okay, so, as you know, you think, all
they
right,
think you're being post-racial. Like, I don't see color.
I don't see color.
Exactly. You're not using microaggressions. You're actually, like, a forward-thinking person.
Listen to me, you Asian bastard. I don't see color. So then you think, okay, they're going to go into the back, and they're going to get, like, you know...
colors.
No, they're going to get... You ever seen those cool pictures? And they're going to go get it. If they're so technology-free, they're going to go get it. I swear to fuck, this woman pulls... It doesn't matter that she's a woman, but this doctor pulls from the goddamn, like, waiting room, because everyone there is wearing scrubs, right? So she goes into the waiting room and pulls, like, some fat guy out wearing a red shirt. And she's like, what color is his shirt? And I'm like... Who the fuck is this? And she's like, "What color is his shirt?" I'm eight, and like, I was like, "His shirt is obviously red." And she's like, "Oh, is it?" And then she goes,
"Is it?"
Then she goes, "She's going to get, because she has to get the green one too." And she has to like,
she has to get a green person.
Yeah, and she has to like try, like, the point of the test is to try and trick you. And so it's like, we left that doctor so quickly. Like, I think within a few months after that, we stopped going. But like, but it was so funny to see them be like, "We don't need this technology," and then for them to be like, "Wait, you can't see red, right?"
Yeah. I see that clearly is red. Dude, I've been to plenty of doctors. It's a very, the crazy part is, like, it's not, there's not a ton of them out there that are crazy, but there are a couple. I'll just say it like that. There's, you know, doctors are awesome.
Doctors are usually awesome. That was actually one of the few times where I've been to a not awesome doctor. Usually it's like the bureaucracy around the doctor that limits them, and them being like, "All I know is being a doctor, and I'm blah blah," and they don't know how to do anything. So it's like, it's tough.
The one really crazy thing about doctors is the ones that you find that are like out there and crazy, those are the ones you remember. The one who just like fixed, you know, like stitched you up when you skinned your knee or some shit. Yeah. You don't remember that guy. He's just a doctor.
Nurses and paramedics. You never remember how fucking good those people are.
No, but the one doctor who was, you know, the idiot who didn't have the color test and had to go get people out of the waiting room to bring it to you, that's a podcast story that you tell later on.
At what point? This is always my question. At what point does she go, "I can't do this"? Obviously, as a medical professional, I went to school for 10 years, and it's been 12 years getting to this point. I cannot pull a fat guy out of the waiting room to do this test. Or it has to be the other way, that she's like, "This is genius. I'm fucking Dr. House right now." Sort of saying, like, "I don't care what you say about me. Like, oh yeah, you think you're the center of my universe? I don't even care." And I think the complainer's point is that clearly you do care.
And you should care. I mean, I'm realizing, you know, in adulthood, it's all about networking. So you should care what people think.
Deepu's value is based off of networking. I'm saying, is there not something to the fact that every single guy who came out on those paternity tests at Maury always came out with his middle fingers up at the audience who booed him? Like, is there not something to the fact that some people in life feel as though they're being booed all the time at the Maury show, and so they're like, whatever, middle fingers, you don't fucking know me. Just all the time. Like, I mean, but there is something
just
respectful about that personality.
Describe a life that feels like one giant paternity test, please. Well, I need to hear this.
Like, I think I understand what our complainer is saying. I understand that, like, this person is... If your whole personality is saying, "I don't think about others," when clearly it's affecting you in a way you might not want to admit, like, That is one thing. But I'm also saying, like, a lot of people in this world, Deepu, feel as though, like, everyone's against them.
Cool. What about the second guy?
Are we just moving on from that? Did I win? What happened?
Yeah. No, I got nothing to fucking add on top of that there. Yes. Miss, I don't give a fuck. You like her. I don't think she
Well, then
has,
come at me.
I don't think she has a chance in this universe, man.
You think she's not doing well? I think that's the cop-out of the internet.
No, it's the safest. I mean, I'm looking at all these posts. They're very, the numbers aren't good. So let her or him fester in this little corner of the web.
Well, Miz, we know.
And just let him go. Who cares? I don't give a fuck. Boom, there's your tagline.
then the person is correct, isn't it? Well, now, see, that's what I'm saying. I don't want to get away from this.
Yeah.
Because now there's a paradox here. You just came up against their personality.
Can I disagree about not giving a fuck with a guy who says to not give a fuck? That's the paradox.
Damn, it is a paradox.
And I think I can. Watch me.
Okay, I'm gonna watch you right now. Go ahead and do it.
Mike, ask me how many fucks I give about this particular archetype.
Deepu, how many fucks do you give?
A zero. Let's go to the second guy. The suicide enthusiast.
Hold on. We're definitely coming back to this other person because there's two paradoxes too, because you're also being driven away from the person. You're also like this person's personality in saying like, I don't give a fuck is making you boo them. Like, don't you see that? You're not seeing like the thousand paradoxes unfolding. Like the fact that he's saying I don't give a fuck is making you judge him, in which he is then saying I don't give a fuck, which means probably people are reacting to his personality that way all the time. That he's constantly like, I don't care what people think. And so people are like, all right, whatever. Well, fuck you. And then he's like, well, I don't care what you think. And he's just been going through life in this endless cycle of I don't care. And people are like, neither do we. And so then he says it again.
Yeah, but what's wrong with that? This guy, he's like a groundhog, right? And every couple months, he just comes out, he just fucking flips the bird, and he goes back inside. Some people live like that.
When they train the groundhog to do that, I thought it was a good change. It was definitely funny the first few years, and it is still funny now.
And now everyone's like, why do we gather at this fucking hole to watch this thing flip us off?
The type of post we're talking about with Mr. Zen is this person trying to inspire you and saying, like, life is great and, like, all that we need is happiness to make each other's butts feel great or whatever. Like, so you know my opinion already. Don't try and inspire yourself. I agree with the complainer here. Go fuck it. Don't inspire me. Stop trying to inspire me. I'm fine. You know who forcibly comes into people's homes and tries to inspire them? Cult leaders. Okay? Stop being a cult leader. Don't try and inspire me randomly on the internet. I'm fine.
Yeah, I don't want your positivity. I don't want your feelings about how life is great and our existence
is special. I'll take your positivity. Don't group other shit. Like, I'll take your positivity. Don't try and inspire me. Don't try and make me feel better. Don't try and force your, like, maxims on me. I don't care. I'm inspired enough. You can be positive. Be positive in a way that isn't innate. Like, because someone that posts these things that are like, the energy of you lives happiness grows from one handshake or some shit like that. Like, you're saying nothing.
Here is my take.
You're saying nothing. You're not saying, like, when I make the definitive point that ketchup packets need to be banned and that or need to be made bigger. Okay? It's either one or the other. Either we're making ketchup packets the right amount of ketchup that anyone uses, right?
It's way not enough, right?
Who has ever used just one ketchup packet?
I'm totally with you, man. I think
That's a real opinion. Saying like if we were all only nice to each other, everything would be better. That's saying nothing. My opinion, even though less lofty because it's about ketchup packets, is so much more substantial than your shitty opinion.
I've wasted so many ketchup packets.
So many. They're made out of like aluminum too. I was ripping them open, and you know you don't get it all out.
So
I need to switch to a syringe system. I don't know why anything comes in packets and tubes anymore.
There should really just be like a garden hose that's near the drive-thru window.
Are you kidding? I would love that. A well? Absolutely.
Dude, yes. Because a one ketchup packet gives you like one bite's worth of ketchup. It's so much work.
It's literally good for nothing.
It's not good for nothing. If you were deactivating a bomb that needed a specific amount of ketchup.
Correct. In a Die Hard 3 scenario in which there was some sort of weight ketchup thing going on, yes, small denominations would help.
Other people are cool. There was the drive-thru guy who has clearly collected at least 300 Pokemon. And the cooks in the back who've never made eye contact with me. I've always appreciated that. Never gone to your bathroom. Sincerely, Deepu. So, what do you think?
I have one question right away. I've caught 300 Pokemon. What the fuck are you trying to say?
I'm saying that you look like you fucking work on a drive-thru, buddy. What do you think?
Well, that's a very hard job, and it is a job that actually requires a radio headset, so a job I have always wanted.
I'm not saying I would like to do drive-thru also.
Do you know what annoys me if we're talking about radio headsets? When I visited my sister in Austin, we went to a restaurant, and they had radio headsets to communicate from the upstairs of the restaurant to the down. And at California Pizza Kitchen, they have them, too. It's like, oh, fucking Rogue One, get off your radio. And, like, there's no way that's what's required to run a restaurant. I've been to really nice restaurants, and nobody there had, like, a little guy there with an antenna out of his back being like, Call in the monster strike. Pew, 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 pew.
Yeah, they're just trying to be cool. This is the only thing keeping them from
so
killing
ridiculous.
Themselves.
Ridiculous. At it's least, but I like joy. The drive-through job because it's like you need it. You
dude,
need
you
need
Rogue
the radio.
One. Dude, you saying Rogue One would be spit microwaved water everywhere. I'm not that critical of restaurants. Like I am pretty forgiving. But that being said, I keep it real. So here's my review of a local Burger King. Have you? Do you go to Burger King?
It's just the most meaningless. It's just no one is gonna care because people that go to a Burger King.
No, it's relatable. No, this is relatable.
Oh yeah, go on. I know we've talked about it. I don't eat fast food.
When was the last time you eat fast food?
I eat Panera, and I will occasionally eat fast food. Very occasionally, it's like I have to be feeling almost in an evil mood. I'm serious about that.
Okay, dare I say a Deepu mood?
Yeah. Well, no. I think when I think of you, this is sort of a nice thing I'll say about you. I sort of think about good food. I don't really think about crappy food when I think about you. Although you do frequently talk about fast food, so maybe I should change.
Well, anyway, let's just get into my review of this local Burger King. So,
say the address. Like, it's going to be public.
Yeah, it's the one on Highland Boulevard in Old Town Road in Staten Island.
Okay.
And people can actually read the other reviews and see how, like, I'm consistent with what they think also. Like,
you mean the other reviews of this Burger King?
Yes.
Got it.
Yeah, there's an evident issue with this Burger King. That comes about, okay? All right, so it starts. I give 3 stars out of 5 stars, by the way. So it starts.
Because in my mind, that's the best any Burger King can do.
No, this used to be a 5-star Burger King.
What is a 5-star Burger King, though?
Great service, clean place, great food. They don't mess up the orders. There's a way to do it.
Okay.
So anyway, the review starts. I've been coming to this Burger King my whole life. I've had a lot of great memories here. After every Little League game, my mom would bring me and my brother here. I would get a Whopper with no cheese and a medium fry and Coke. There's this woman my uncle married.
Episode of Prairie Home Companion ever. It's like Garrison Keillor got super high.
And I think Facebook knows that. And now they've, you know, they're just calculating, you know, just like these decisions to just make sure that you're just glued to it more. And it just makes me feel like they probably don't have our best interests in mind.
What are your best interests?
My best interests are I would like to not be corrupted as an individual by a technology.
So these videos of Meryl Streep were followed by join our technomancy army. You too can fight the living flesh. Join the computers. Rah, rah, rah.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like...
What do you mean, corrupted by technology? What are you, a Frank Miller novel? What is this?
He was corrupted by technology. The robot sword had taken over his body.
Okay, what do you mean? What,
I got two questions
for you. You have to say nonsense and get away with it.
No, it makes absolute sense, and the audience is with me, so I don't care that you don't understand.
I was corrupted by technology today. I used a screwdriver that I bought myself instead of one that came with the thing I was building. Corrupted by Lowe's and Home Depot.
Let me ask you two questions. Do you think Facebook? Do you think Facebook can modify someone's behavior?
No.
I disagree with you there.
I think doing anything modifies people's behavior. I think Facebook's one way. I would not clarify that Facebook itself. I would say that in the same way playing with a yo-yo will modify someone's behavior. Yes. Yes, in that way it will do that.
By the way, you don't hear my headphones coming through my microphone, right?
I can't answer that insane question. I just don't.
You don't hear an echo.
I just don't know. You can't hear my, it's like a fucking philosophical question. Can you hear my headphones coming through my, I don't know. I don't know.
I think the answer is no.
Something that I'm going to have to, it's the most insane thing you've ever said. Can I please start the show?
Can we leave that in?
Yeah, absolutely. So people can see what I have to deal with. Let's move on.
I got a quick theory about Star Wars, and this is about original trilogy. So
wait, hold on. I've never heard of this before. Are you saying that you watch Star Wars and now you want to put an idea you have about it on the internet?
No, well, not
okay. Yeah. Well, let's hear it.
Well, it's the headbutt theory. Have you heard the headbutt theory?
I don't know how.
You know, like how in Seinfeld.
I don't know if you can hear my anger as a producer in the content in this episode. Your question is, Michael, I would like to talk about Star Wars theories on your podcast, which tries to be original. Can we take some time to see if you've heard some of the bad film ideas that third-rate film critics?
Whoa. This is original. This is all my idea.
This is your idea, the headbutt. Yeah. Oh, well, if it's an original theory about Star Wars, let's spend 20 minutes on it.
Wow, are you mad at me, dude?
I'm trying to be so sarcastic. You could not possibly have prepared a fan theory for Star Wars for our episode.
I mean,
how much of what you want to talk about today is a fan theory about the plot of Star Wars?
It's a little thing, dude. It's quick. You're dragging it. You're making it last longer than it should be.
Because I want you to feel, as a producer, I want you to feel what listeners feel when people talk about Star Wars theories. It feels
like
it's taking
forever. You don't get the
theory. And then here's what people say at the end of it. Oh, that's different from mine.
All right, you know what? I'm not going to say my theory. I'm not going to
say it. Say it. You want to say
let's
it.
Talk
go
about,
ahead
let's talk
say
about
it.
Your Yelp review last week. I read your
there
Yelp.
There we go. Yeah. Let's get into the content of the show. I don't know what I want to do for the intro. I think I have like a classic... sort of, I was going to do one of Mike's classic rants, but wait, can we instead just start off with nothing to do with Facebook? Would you do a bit with me?
Sure.
So the bit is, I've tried this with a bunch of people, and I'm trying to get someone to get it. It's like, the bit is, I'm a person who's never heard of rushing, and you're being polite trying to be in a rush, but I've literally never heard of rushing.
I'm trying to be in a rush, you've never heard of rushing.
I've never heard of rushing.
Okay, and I can just be in a hurry to do whatever I choose?
Yeah. Let's say we're on like a staircase or something. You know what I mean? It's a crowded staircase.
Okay. And I'm just walking past you or trying to.
Yeah.
Hey, excuse me. Sorry. Excuse me. Pardon me.
Oh, it's fine. I don't mind you using the staircase with me. Just walk at my same pace, and everything will be fine.
Everyone should move through. Hey, sir, why are you telling me to go slow? My mom is dying.
What do you mean, go slow?
My mom is dying. Do you understand?
Okay.
I have the medicine.
And what are you a doctor?
Yes.
Well, I don't know how you being there before now.
I think you clearly understand me being there earlier having an impact
on this person's life. Listen, you can't get anywhere faster than as fast as I'm going.
But there's no harm in trying to be somewhere faster.
I don't understand. Okay. I'm walking at this pace. What's wrong with this pace?
Right. Well, we're walking at this pace. We are both walking at the same pace.
It's a very long staircase, I just want to point out.
Yeah, I mean, we work in Manhattan. It's we knew the score coming in.
In a cave in Manhattan? Okay, so we're all going. What's wrong with my pace?
Okay, well, first of all, we both are walking the same pace because this staircase is so packed, right? We are just packed in like sardines right now.
I've heard of sardines. I'm following that aspect.
Okay,
of this.
Yeah. So we're packed in. So that's why I'm here, even talking to you, because I am dying. Oh, I'm just Mrs. Darrell.
No, I thought your mother was dying.
But I'm dying to see her. That's a figure of speech. That you don't have to take that literally.
Okay, I won't.
Have you ever needed someone there for you sooner than expected?
Never. I think people. I mean, certainly, sometimes people arrive very untimely. But there's nothing you can do about that. There's one speed of walking. And I've never heard of any other idea than the idea that I wouldn't walk. Everyone else walks the pace I'm walking. Certainly everyone behind me does.
Am I to get this right? You don't understand the concept of being in a rush.
That last word you said just sounded like you hit a bunch of meatballs. I don't know. I've literally never heard that word before.
Okay.
All I know is I arrive places when I'm supposed to.
Okay.
And I don't.
Let me ask you a question.
You're being very rude. I don't. The idea of me changing how I walk so you can get somewhere faster.
You know what? This is more like a two birds, one stone thing. I'm gonna fix your brain and I'm gonna save my mom's life in the fucking day.
Wow, it's like an episode of a TV show. I'm excited.
Yeah, okay. I got a hypothetical for you. You understand hypotheticals, buddy?
Don't talk down to me and slow down.
All right.
You're going to hurt yourself if you walk any faster than me. Okay?
All right.
So just calm down.
Let's just say you have a flight to catch, right? A very important flight to catch.
I arrived there 1 week before the flight.
No, you don't arrive.
Have you ever seen that movie Terminal?
Love that movie.
Yeah, that's what I do. I hang out. I meet people. I wash my hair in the sink.
Uh-huh.
I sleep on the little baby changing station. It's
so
great.
Not only do you not understand the concept of hurrying up, you don't.
Again, a sack of meatballs hitting a bucket of ice. I don't understand what that was at the end there, but go on.
Dude, I'm so. So why are you so early to things? Why are you a week early? Are you afraid of being late?
Early, I understand. I'm never late because everyone moves at my pace and I have very little things to do.
You know what? I think you got me. I think I understand your position completely.
Thankfully, we're getting to the top of this staircase and I won't have to. What are you going to run off like some sort of Usain Bolt?
Yeah.
Are you in a race?
Someone's life.
How do they know who wins?
They know from the cameras. There's a camera at the finish line.
But what means winning?
Being
they all
first.
Got there.
The guy who's there
too
first.
Fast. They got there too fast, quite frankly.
Let me ask a question. Who in that race is on time?
Me.
No.
Because I'm not hurting myself. They get hurt. They look like they're very sweaty. I've never been sweaty getting somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, that is a competition solely based around the idea of being somewhere early. So you should resonate with those guys completely.
Hilarious. But I think there are people like this in the world who just literally don't know what rushing is. And when you say move the fuck out of the way, they're like, what? I don't get it. Bring in the show.